Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Brad Russell, President and Founder of the Washington West Film Festival.
And it runs out, it's in Reston?
Well, we're headquartered in Reston. We've got three screening locations in Arlington and Eastern Loudoun now.
Awesome. And it's October 26th through the 30th, so Thursday to Sunday. And man, I got to say, just before we dive too far in, I had so much fun coming last
year.
I went with our anchor here, Mike Moss.
Yep.
We drove out, and it's one of my favorite days, single days at a film festival I've ever had, because it started off, we went in and we saw, you know, Robert Duvall do a Q&A, and we got to interview him ahead of time, by the way, half-hour phone interview. That was insane. I still can't believe that.
Which they really enjoyed.
Robert Duvall?
Yeah.
We got good feedback?
Absolutely.
Awesome. That's great. Well, you know, we were just movie buffs, just riffing. But then right after that, you know, Moss and family and I grab a burger, and we come back and we watch All the President's Men anniversary screening with Bob Woodward. A Q&A after. So, man, it's just one of the best festival days I've ever had.
That's great, Jason.
So that's great. So I want to get into this year's slate of movies, but before we do that, let's take a bigger picture view. Just give me an idea, a sense of how much it's grown over the last 7 years.
Yeah. It started fall of 2011, with really a dream and one theater. We had, I don't know, several hundred people show up. And
what was the theater? Where was it?
Reston Town Center,
okay.
Which is our flagship. We're in several places in Arlington, a couple in Reston now. Eastern Loudoun now is hosting us, and we're getting requests from all over the metro area. So we're expanding east, and we'll eventually be in the district more, but Reston's really our kind of epicenter.
Right.
But we started in the one theater, just a handful of films, and here we are 6 years that we're launching year seven now. With we're expecting, we crossed 3,500 attendees last year, and we had over 500 films submitted. So we've got filmmakers around the world actually now trying to get into the festival, which is just crazy. And Boeing and Cadillac and Adobe, we've got some really well-respected brands that are behind us.
That's awesome. So that you just gave sort of the stats on submissions and attendees this year. What was it the first year comparatively? Do you remember?
I would say 300
submissions.
No, it was less than 100. 300 people. We had 300 attendees, and probably about 60 or 70 films come in, and we were begging a lot of them to submit.
Smaller operation.
Oh yeah, we're trying to tell people, hey, we're here, we're in the Washington, we've launched, we exist. And filmmakers, you know, didn't really notice us. But now, I mean, all over Europe, we had a submission come in from Syria this year, a film submission from Cuba, Iraq, Iran, I mean, Asia, all over the world. And it's just been fun to watch.
That's so awesome. All right. Well, congrats on growing and continued success.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, lucky number 7 year here. So
yeah.
Awesome. All right. Let's go into the movies.
Yeah.
So I know there's some smaller screenings Wednesday, but the actual big kickoff is Thursday, October 26th, opening night. We have an awesome documentary, Corridor 4. Tell me about this world premiere.
We're honored to be world premiering a film about a local Northern Virginia man who is a hero, an unsung hero, who saved over 15 people in the Pentagon on September 11th. He really disobeyed orders and kept going into the black toxic smoke and just pulling more people out. And then eventually went home and didn't tell anybody. And the Washington Post and several reporters were trying to figure out, who is this hero? Right. And this documentary, made in Los Angeles but shot here, is going to screen for the very first audience on our opening night.
That's so awesome. Yeah, and I've seen a screener of it ahead of time, and it's a really powerful movie, and it goes into, you know, not only his heroism that day. I mean, hence the title Corridor 4 is the Corridor 4 of the Pentagon that was hit by
That's
the plane.
That's right.
But admirably so, it focuses a lot on the PTSD and what you were talking about, how he, you know, wasn't really public about it. And I thought that was probing that, and also like alongside his Hawaiian roots, and made me start thinking of like Pearl Harbor, 9/11 connection. I mean, there's a lot kind of layers there.
No, it's exactly right, Jason. And our team has really discussed it at length that, you know, the heroism is obvious with who he's rescued and how many, but the way he has dealt with the PTSD is very heroic as well, and it's influencing others, and you see that in the film. Really, those who've struggled with similar types of PTSD and suicidal tendencies, he's really become a voice and an influence to many people in his same kind of situation. He will be with us on opening night. We're going to celebrate him and his family. The filmmakers from Los Angeles will be here.
Full disclosure, I went to film school with these folks, Steve Tringali and Maria Bissell, husband and wife, filmmakers out in Los Angeles.
Terrific
doc filmmakers. And so, and I think Steve, I think they have some local ties and they're coming back and bringing the movie home. So it's going to be exciting. And I'm going to be hosting the Q&A.
You are. I was going to say, a little Barry birdie told me somebody named Jason Fraley is going to be there.
No, I mean, when I heard that the film got in and, you know, that it was, especially when I heard it was going to be opening night, and you know, these are old friends of mine and filmmakers, colleagues. So I was like, I have to do the Q&A.
We're so happy. You are our first choice.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Okay, awesome. Well, that's opening night. We're going to see if we can get Steve and Maria maybe by Skype or something, too.
Great.
Can pepper that into the interview. But after that, what do we got in day two on Friday?
Yeah, Friday, we kick off Friday evening with a lot of short films. It's happy hour, so a short film ticket includes a drink. And then that night, we have the legendary Clive Davis.
Wow.
He is, I think many would agree, is the most well-respected or celebrated Grammy-winning producer, music producer in Hollywood.
Him and Berry Gordy, maybe Phil Spector, infamous. But, I mean, the list is short.
It's
Clive
a short
Davis
list.
Is, yeah.
And, you know, he famously throws what's often called the biggest post-Grammy party in Hollywood, and he's going to be here at our party Friday night.
He's coming Friday.
Yeah, so
wow.
The documentary is about his life and career. He discovered and produced, of course, the list is so long, Whitney Houston and Bruce Springsteen and Aretha Franklin, and still today.
He always shows up with Aretha at the Kennedy Center. That's awesome. He's actually going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be there, and he's coming to our Friday night masquerade party afterwards. We're doing the ticket includes, we're doing a fun masquerade party outdoor at the Reston Pavilion. And we're going to screen the documentary, have a Q&A with him following, and it's going to be fun.
Well, remind me what the doc's called?
It's called Clive Davis, The Soundtrack of Our Lives.
Wow.
And our team has said that when they've seen it, the couple times they've seen it, they sang Whitney Houston for 2 or 3 days nonstop after. So
it's you guys have to Google the list of people that he's produced. It is a who's who of music history of the last, you know, since it's been recorded, really.
It really is.
So it's unbelievable. Well, that's a big coup that you got him. How'd you get him? Like, how do you reach out and get, I mean, that's a big fish you landed.
It was, we're members of the Tribeca Film Festival industry pass, and it was their opening night film this year. And we asked, one of our board members just reached out to his office and he personally called and said, yeah, I'm there.
He said, I heard your Duvall interview last year. I'm there. that's a really big treat. So, all right, see the movie about Davis, and then you can stick around and maybe rub elbows with him there at the party. There you go.
Yeah.
All you wannabe filmmakers and musicians or just fans, come on out. That's great. Okay, any others Friday do you want to highlight, or do you want to go to Saturday?
We've got quite a few Friday, lot on Saturday. We have a full day from morning till night Saturday.
Yeah, let's go into Saturday.
Yeah, so we have a remarkable duo. This is one of the best short film programs we've ever had. One was just made by ESPN Films. They're both technically sports films, but I would say more adventure-type films.
Okay.
Our program's called Surf and Turf.
Nice.
It's a fantastic... These films are going to win awards all around the world. One is about a group of world-class surfers who are looking for big waves now that have never been surfed. And in this case, it's Iceland.
Oh, wow.
In a basically a blizzard. And they capture some cinematography that's never been captured before surfing. It's remarkable.
Wow.
And then Run Mama Run is about a Virginia runner who broke the one-mile high school record. She's the one-miler high school record holder, Sarah Brown. And while training for the 2016 Olympics, found out she was pregnant. She and her husband had some decisions to make, and she became the first Olympian to train for the Olympics while pregnant.
Wow. Did she give birth before the Olympics? Or how?
Well, that's
the
part
timeline of
the story.
Okay,
so
yeah, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
But, wow, that's incredible.
Yes, and it's terrific. It'll be on ESPN, I think, early in 2018, but this is an early chance to see it. It's really, really great.
Run, Mama, run. She just felt like running.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. So
then that night, we're happy to say we just confirmed this. We've been working on it. Modern Family is coming, so we're going to show a November episode before it screens in November, of course. We're going to have an advanced screening of an episode of Modern Family, and Ty Burrell will be here.
Wow.
And he's going to offer a fun Q&A following. He plays Phil Dunphy, of course.
Sure.
And he's we've partnered with his organization, Kids in the Spotlight in Los Angeles, which we're really excited about. They take foster kids and pair them with professional filmmakers and teach them not only filmmaking, but how to tell their stories, some of which are kind of horrific. And it's a very therapeutic process.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be here to champion Modern Family, but also to really spotlight this organization, Kids in the Spotlight.
Oh, that's great. This is Saturday night, you said?
This was Saturday evening, okay. The Modern Family screening. And then he'll be with us Sunday at noon to showcase some of these kids and their films in a screening that will be in Reston Town Center at noon.
Cool.
So two chances to see Ty Burrell.
Wow. Yeah, you guys got some, you know, A-listers here this year. What else, son? Anything else?
So, well, a big thing that we're really excited about on Saturday is a free concert, outdoor concert at the Reston Town Center Pavilion. W.G. Snuffy Walden is famous in L.A. for being one of the best television music composers.
Okay.
He wrote The West Wing and Nashville and Friday Night Lights and The Wonder Years. It's like 64 shows now, I think.
Wow.
He is going to perform with Sarah Nimitz, and they are remarkable. They have lines outside in Hollywood waiting for their concerts all the time. She just came off her European tour.
That's
free
great.
Concert, Reston Town Center at 5 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to be a great event.
Are you showing clips of the shows, or is it more just the music?
It's just a live concert, two-hour concert they're going to do.
Wow, that's so great.
And
will it be pieces of their scores, or is it newer music, or do you know what they're playing?
They're going to cover some songs, and they'll do originals that they've written together.
Okay.
And he'll probably tell some stories about TV shows and The West Wing. Aaron Sorkin tends to choose him for a lot of his shows. So big concert that we're happy to be putting on this year, which will be a lot of fun.
That is so cool, and it's free.
Free concert.
Outdoors in the fall. What more do you want?
Yeah, just bring a chair. Maybe hot chocolate. Yep.
No, man, I love it. No. Okay, awesome. And then we move into the final day, Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. Of course, the Ty Burrell Noon event is one of our events where we're going to spotlight the foster kids. But then our closing night we just announced today is an In Conversation with Bradford Young, cinematographer Bradford Young. He told us, I want to be there if I finish Star Wars. He just finished shooting the new Star Wars on Solo.
So that was contingent on him
finishing, and
he finally got it.
He's coming. So he and Common, rapper and activist Common, they've made two short films that are remarkable about race today in America. We're going to show both short films and then have a great interview with them. We're going to talk about their passions and some of their career, but really just what they're trying to raise awareness toward today. And we're super excited to have them both.
Talk about how poignant that's going to be, because you're in Virginia, not far from all the mess that went down in Charlottesville.
Yeah,
and
right.
So to talk about that, just go into that a little more.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, our passion is Story Can Change the World. We say it as much as we can. And, you know,
it's on the website, on the banner.
Everybody who knows us and our many, many attendees know that we're serious about it. We really believe story can change the world. And what we mean by that is, so first of all, we give away our box office proceeds.
Yeah.
100% of box office net proceeds are given to communities that struggle with hunger, illness, or limited education. And we do that not just because we care about communities in need, but we're really trying to change screenings into story creation. And it's something we've heard in LA and really all through the industry is unique. It doesn't exist. And we're championing stories that connect everyday people to not just to one another, but to the idea of making a difference. And so when we have interviews with Bradford Young and Common, of course, we want to talk about Star Wars and hear about the new Han Solo project, but
that's what gets the people there.
Well,
and then while they're there,
but then we get to hear really a lot of the soul behind these people that maybe you often don't get to hear about in the media. And these are great people. We're bringing in terrific people who are passionate about unifying this country and making certain demographics aware of struggles that other parts of this great country have, and that's a big part of what this interview is about. So that's what we exist to be. We want to be unifiers. Washington West wants to catalyze what is sometimes a very, very divisive city into being a city that's unified around making differences and impacting communities. So the Bradford Young Common interview is really about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's so true. You make a great point that that right there is the power of movies, is you get to sit in the dark, vicariously live in someone else's skin, you know, that you would never experience that. And it's almost like you're living it. And after that, it's what Ebert called it, the ultimate empathy machine. It's true. Like, you've actually see it from other people's point of view. And so yeah, that's the power of movies to me.
Yeah. And part of what Story Can Change the World means to us is that I believe we're intrinsically looking in film and television for ourselves. And when someone honestly portrays a struggle or a fear or something they've overcome, we often can say, I get that. That's me. That's, and so we're trying to bring in audiences to Washington West to see world-class, amazing, amazing stories. But then before they leave, understand, hey, as part of this audience, I'm actually participating in creating stories.
Right.
For communities that are struggling in some way. And so we love it. We love it. We've got board members in LA now, and we ask them, you know, why are you staying on with us? And why do you do this and sacrifice your time? And they say, we love seeing audience members told that they're also storytellers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, remind us of all the venues again.
Yeah, so Reston Town Center, Bowtie Cinema is our real main hub. We're also at the Reston Community Center, Center Stage. In Arlington, we're in more theaters. I think it's four. We have Arlington Cinema and Draft House, the Art Gallery. LMO is one of our partners. They're a screening location. Boeing has hosted events for us there in Arlington. And then we're in Eastern Loudoun at the Stone Ridge Library, Gum Spring Library, and also the Sterling Library, hosting our family kid screenings, which are free.
Nice.
Yeah, so
all over the place.
We are, and we're continuing to grow, and we see ourselves further east next year, and even downtown, and we're getting requests from Maryland now. So we really see this thing scaling to a point where we're giving. We keep saying when we grow to 100,000 attendees, that will be about $1 million in box office that we're giving away every year.
Wow.
So that's our big goal.
That's our goal.
That's our first big goal.
Yeah. How far out do you think we are from hitting that mark? A couple years?
Oh, well, I don't know if a couple. I would say five.
Okay.
I'd love it if we could get there in 5 years.
Year 12. There you go.
Yeah.
A dozen years. I think we can do it. Let's do it, man.
It's great, Jason.
No, thanks so much for coming in. There's a lot of great film festivals in town. We've been highlighting a lot of them the last couple weeks.
Absolutely.
But, you know, for everyone in D.C., get in your cars, and as they say, go west, young man. Washington West. It's Thursday, October 26th through Sunday, October 30th. Again, I'll be there for the opening night Q&A.
Yeah, and tickets are on our website, www.filmfest.com, is where you learn everything about our films, and tickets are there.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Jason.
We always love having you in.
It's terrific. Thank you.
Thanks.